You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Facebook has chosen which two markets will receive its instant articles feature. The international online payments giant PayPal and Alibaba have been invited to enter Pakistan's emerging e-commerce market, and the Chinese video app Miaopai has received $200 million worth of funding. It appears that Facebook has chosen Thailand and Vietnam as the next two markets to receive its Instant Articles feature. Instant Articles allows users to publish articles directly on Facebook rather than simply posting links to articles on their own websites. Its advantage lies in its superior load times, with Facebook Instant Articles loading around 10 times faster than links to external articles. This is something that is particularly important in developing countries where internet speeds can be slow. Instant Articles is currently only available to users in the US and India. Speculation began of its imminent launch in Thailand and Vietnam, following job adverts from Facebook seeking Thai and Vietnamese speakers to work with new publishers to begin developing Instant Articles. Facebook is the most popular social network in the world, with around 1.5 billion users from all over the globe. The Pakistani government has relaxed laws governing e-commerce in the country and has invited international online payment giants PayPal and Alibaba to enter its emerging e-commerce market. Neither PayPal nor Alibaba's Alipay currently operate in Pakistan, where cash on delivery is the only e-commerce payment option with any significant usership. A spokesperson from the Pakistani government confirmed it had approached both companies with invitations to enter the country to enable e-commerce services in the country. Pakistan was recently taken off the International Financial Action Task Force's list of countries classed as high risk with endemic money laundering problems. Currently, just 3% of Pakistanis engage in e-commerce, spending around $30 million a year. This figure is expected to explode to $600 million within just 2 years, however, with the levels of growth being described as exponential. The rapid growth is being put down to several factors, including rising internet penetration, the falling price of smartphones in the country, and improved infrastructure. The Chinese video app Miaopai, which has been dubbed the Chinese version of Vine, has received $200 million worth of funding. Investors include the hugely popular Chinese social network Weibo, its parent company Sina, the venture capital firm Sequoia Capital, and YG Entertainment. The investment takes Miaopai's total value to over $1 billion. Miaopai has 5 million daily active users who watch a combined total of 510 million videos every day. Around 1 million videos are uploaded to the platform every day. It's thought that the investment will help fund a project between Miaopai and Weibo to create a Periscope-like live streaming functionality. Miaopai's biggest competitor in the Chinese video app space is Tencent-owned Weixi. Vine is blocked in the country. Comscore has published its predictions for online spending this holiday season in the US. It predicts that Americans will spend $70 billion online between now and the new year, up 14% on last year. Sales on desktops are expected to slow down, whereas sales on smartphones and tablets are booming. In real terms, however, desktop sales still greatly outnumber mobile transactions. The huge popularity of discount sales days, such as Black Friday and Cyber Monday, is expected to bring in many billions of dollars on those 2 days alone. And finally, a supposed bug has seen Google pushing its competitors' links far down the search results, even when search queries specifically mentioned a competitor's name. The issue was spotted by TripAdvisor and Yelp, who both complained that when users searched for such terms, including their company names, Google's own review results would be displayed on top, with their own results appearing much further down the search results list. Google has said it's aware of the issue and claims that it's a bug caused by a recent algorithm update. It also said it's working to fix the bug as soon as possible. Some commentators have expressed their skepticism about Google's bug claims, however, saying it looks suspiciously like Google is deliberately trying to bury its competitors' search results. It comes as Google is still under investigation in the EU over just that. The European Commission is investigating whether the search giant abused its dominance by prioritizing its own shopping results over those of its competitors. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. I'll see you next time.